Welcome to the sixth episode of the Paw Pals podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what kind of toys you might want to consider for your dog when they're crated. So when you leave your dog in a crate, you want to most likely leave them with a toy or two to keep them from getting bored. But there's some things to consider because some toys, if they're left with your dog, could actually become a hazard, especially if your dog is bored and likely to rip them apart. So the first one that I want to talk about is soft toys. So soft toys are like fleece toys or fabric toys that are made out of soft fabric. Basically, the potential hazard with these is that if your puppy or dog rips at them, they can actually tear them apart and create pieces that they might end up swallowing, or they can end up swallowing the strings. So if you're going to use a soft toy, make sure it's a really strong soft toy or that your dog is not going to rip it apart. The other thing is soft toys, I would also put dog beds in this category. Some dogs, if they're bored, will rip apart a dog bed. And then there's a lot of times filling in the dog bed. And you really don't want your dog eating that either. So I would just be careful if you put blankets or that kind of thing in your dog's crate to make sure it's not something they can easily just rip apart. Or depending on your dog, some dogs just won't rip it apart, whereas others will. Another thing to think about is they make hard dog toys, and the ones that have, they're like solid plastic, but if your dog breaks a chunk of that off, it could end up being a sharp piece, and if they swallow it, that could actually be dangerous. So you want to be careful with that, just to make sure that if you're leaving, you know, hard dog toys in your dog's crate, that they're not going to be likely to break off chunks of it or, you know, create a hazard for themselves, basically. Another type of popular dog toy that you might not want to consider leaving in a dog's crate are the rope toys. Those are really fun to play with your dog with, but I've actually seen the strings get ripped off of them. So if your dog is likely to sit, you know, and chew on the end of it with all the frayed strings and just rip strings off, that's not a good choice, because if they swallow that, that strings wreak havoc on a dog's system, and it's most likely going to end up in an emergency vet visit, which is no fun for you or the dog. I've also seen rope toys, just after use, the knot, for some reason, at the end comes undone. I don't know if it's just because it's being used and it loosens up and then it tightens and it just lets go after a while, or what the deal is. But if the knot towards the end of the rope toy starts getting like pushed towards the end, you definitely don't want to put that in your dog's crate. What I always liked to put in my dog's crate was hard rubber toys, like, you know, the classic Kongs. That way you could stuff them with peanut butter or yogurt or both, or some fruit, or basically whatever you want that's healthy for dogs, of course. And you can get those, if you look at the packaging, they make them for different size dogs, and then they make them for different strength chewers. So they have like a puppy size, which is real small. You know, they go up from there. They also have, like, the black one they have is for like really strong chewers, and the red one is for not as strong of chewers, and the puppy one is for basically puppy teeth. So, you know, generally, I mean, every dog's different, but generally you kind of know if your dog is likely to rip that apart or not, and you'll learn pretty quick, depending, you know, on how your dog treats their toys, if they rip them apart all the time or not, which one is going to be appropriate for your dog. The other thing to consider with toys is to make sure that the toy is not too small. If you have a large dog, I really would not recommend putting a puppy toy in their crate with them, because if it's a small toy and it gets caught in their throat, they're not going to be able to get it out, and that's another hazard that you really don't want to have to walk into when you come home. So those are some things to think about when choosing toys for your dog when they're crated. Have a great day.